Like Jessica, my mother also passed away last year. Very close together. We were on a journey. And it's led me to think a lot over the last year and a half about legacy and what we share with our loved ones in terms of memories and experiences and knowledge. And as we've heard tonight, so many of us connect that back to food and the recipes and the individual items of food that build that legacy. So I'm actually going to tell you a story about my stepmom. My parents have been married for 42 years, so issues of step are not that, like, present anymore, right? My stepmom, Pat, is from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And if you understand where that is, I like to say that if you wondered what it will look like when hell freezes over, it's where I grew up. It is so far north, it's like last stop Canada. It's a very traditional place. It's not necessarily conservative all across, but it's quite traditional. And my stepmom, Pat, had her first child very young, and two shortly after that, also very young, married very young, and was at home living in her in-laws' attic with all these kids and doing very traditional things. And then Betty Friedan wrote The Feminist Misfit, and my stepmom read it along with her other friends, and that second wave feminist train got rolling. And in their consciousness raising, they eventually pulled together the first women's center in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. They've been supporting it ever since the late 60s. It is the home of the first domestic violence shelter in our entire region, long before domestic violence was illegal. She was among the first women in all of Michigan to run for statewide office, and certainly the first from our region. She was the first woman, one of the first women from our region to go to law school, and one of only four women in her law school class at the University of Michigan in the early 1970s. And while she was there, she and a pal in law school wrote a pamphlet in the consciousness-raising tradition that argued that it should probably be illegal to beat your wife and children, which led to Michigan being, I believe, the sixth state in the country to pass domestic violence laws. Right? It's very impressive. When I was in middle school, she ran for district court judge and was in that office well into my adulthood. She is an incredible person. She has left us a legacy of bravery and important issues to care about and dedicate your life toward. As her children, we probably care more about her French silk pie. French silk pie, if you've never had it, is pretty basic. It's a chocolate mousse in a pie crust. I looked up where the recipe came from originally in preparation for this, and it actually was the entry from a woman from Maryland in the Pillsbury Bake Off of, I think, 1961. Is that what I said the other day, right? Sure. So it's decadent. It is nothing but butter, sugar, chocolate, and eggs. And it is the core of our family celebrations, family meals, holidays, all of that. Everybody asks, there will be French silk pie, right? So Pat, let me first say, after my mother's death last spring, my brother and I, in divorced families, the holiday negotiations, which are like United Nations level diplomacy, my brother and I would always spend Thanksgiving with our mother. She had passed, and right at the same time that she had passed, Pat had a very bad accident. She's elderly and frail, and we felt like we really have to spend Thanksgiving this year with her because we're grieving. Our dad is, we'll be there, and we want to be with them at this time. And we were going, all of us, not all of the siblings, there's five of us, my brother and I, our children, my sister, all of her children, my niece's new husband, and his grandmother. And we all went to a house on the beach in Florida. we're not from Florida. We have nothing to do with Florida. I don't know whose idea this was. Beach in Florida. So it was a rented house. And my dad made the turkey and stuffing, and I did all the other stuff. He's a wonderful cook and has made that an important part of my life. And I got down, we got down there, and my dad said to me at some point, you're going to make French soap pie, right? And I said, yeah, of course. And he said, could the grandkids help make it with grandma? Because my stepmom, Pat, has gotten pretty frail. She's in her late 80s, and she couldn't do it herself, which is why I'd planned to. And he was asking, could a couple of the very, very smart, very savvy TikTok 20-somethings, could they make the pie with grandma? Which was great, except they don't know how to cook, and they didn't have the recipe. But I did. It's important to know that we were on this beach, in this beach house, on this beach community, and it's the day before Thanksgiving, and it's our last ditch run to the grocery store, because everything is going to close at noon on Thanksgiving Day. So we go to the grocery store, and everybody's there, and it's kind of chaotic, and everybody's grabbing things. And at some point, I had said several times, do we have sugar? Do we have sugar? Do we have sugar? And everybody assured me, oh, yeah, we have sugar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sugar. No problem. So I listened to all these non-cooks and elderly people, and we went home. And the next day, we get started, and we're cooking, and we're having a great time, and it's fun, and everybody's off of work and playing games. And keep in mind, the stores close at noon, and a little before noon, a couple minutes before noon, my niece and nephew start the French silk pie with grandma. And a little after noon, I go into the kitchen to see how things are going, which is when I find my niece and nephew up to their elbows in tiny little sweet and low packets because there's not enough sugar for anything. And their solution was to empty all of grandma and grandpa's sweet and low into a measuring cup until they got to something like the amount that they needed. And I probably swore. And I said, oh my gosh, that is going to taste like a Diet Coke pie. What are you two doing? And they're arguing and bickering and laughing about it. And it's his idea. Her idea. And then my stepmom's like kind of blaming me for because not knowing that there wasn't enough sugar. And eventually I decided I'm just going to take the high road. I'm not going to stress about this. I think at one point I did briefly consider whether you could stick a sweet potato in a chocolate pie and make that be sugar. You just gave me a look. No, you cannot do that. Right? No, you can't do that. I didn't do that. I said, let's go for it. And we wrapped the pie when it was done, and we put it in the refrigerator to set, and went on about the rest of our day. We had a lovely Thanksgiving dinner, and we all said, okay, let's get the pie. We bought the pie, and it looked great. And in fairness, it tasted great. It was fine. The sweet and low got lost in all the other things, and it didn't taste like Diet Coke. But what I have been thinking about is the legacy of that chocolate pie, the importance it has in our family. And while we all recognize that my stepmom is a trailblazer, and not only a trailblazer, but one who turned around and kept those fires going for the people who needed to find that path for generations, in the end, the pie is still the sweetest and most important to us.